These public high school students are on a field trip across the street. They're asking local businesses in Kigali what it takes to get hired. In a few months, they'll be trying to join the workforce.
What I have to do in interview, I have first to introduce myself, name, age, and the second I have to mention my education level and even my background. When you are going at the interview process, you have to dress smart.
Back on campus, the students conduct mock job interviews. Many of them say this is their favorite class. It's all about soft skills needed to transition to work. Teachers equip students to become better communicators, problem solvers, and global citizens. With support from a U.S.-based educational organization, Rwanda incorporated the work readiness curriculum into all secondary schools. The aim is to close the unemployment gap, which stands at 13.2%. A local NGO called Akazi Kanozi, which means work well done in Kinyarwanda, was created to execute the program.
Students must work in groups. For example, a group of four students, five students, they interact. We give them role plays, we give them scenarios. They present. Those are, through presentations, they are acquiring communication skills.
It's an innovative curriculum that requires teachers to learn soft skills, too. Here, Rwandan and Senegalese educators are learning how to be more engaging in the classroom. The Senegalese instructors will take what they've learned to rural communities in Senegal. This junior high school in the Thiès region outside of Dakar is one of the 250 schools selected to participate. The program began early this year. Today, students are discussing values like honesty and sharing.
Local schools certainly have failed somewhere because we had some instructions, we know what geography is, we know what mathematics are, but we did not really have skills to face life and to make our own choices. This is what we missed.
At a nearby high school, students are excited about another new class. It's about financial literacy. The class is an investment for a better future. Chika Odua for VOA News in Thiès, Senegal.